what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com, and also the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me as usual is Ronnie Karam from trashtalktv.com. Hey Ronnie, what's going on?
Hello Ben.
Ooh, you sound so sultry. Leftovers from your illness from last week, I presume.
Yes, and also my newfound manliness for 2015.
Ugh, I love newfound manliness. It's so
great
when
this year
that
I'm going to be more of a man, guys.
By the way, there's no way to sound like you don't have newfound manliness than saying, I love newfound manliness.
I love my newfound manliness.
Well, guess what? We have some newfound ladiness on the podcast today because we have a special guest. It is a it is my good friend, our good friend, I would like to say, and fellow podcaster. It is Angie Thomas from the All the Way podcast. Hey, Angie.
Hey,
Angie,
guys.
You did it. You made it.
She's here.
I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast. Angie can be found at All the Way Pod, right, on Twitter. Is that correct?
Yes. And on SoundCloud, All the Way Podcast, where we talk about everything we like and hate about food and whatever we like to put in our mouth.
It's a really fun podcast, and if anyone has an interest in food, I really recommend going over to SoundCloud and listening. I've been a guest, Ronnie's been a guest, and you just did an episode with Lisa Timmons, who's been a guest here.
I did! It was just last night, we ate a huge plate of slightly burnt fried chicken. She was a really good guinea pig.
Good. Well, I'm sure it turned out perfectly, because you are an excellent chef.
Oh, well, thank you.
So anyway, everyone go listen to that. And then, of course, if you want to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com. You find links to all of our Twitter, Instagram, Vine, whatever it is, it's up there, YouTube. Really worth following. And of course, it wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't plug our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, where you can support this podcast. It really means a lot to us. We are up to like $719 or something like that, which is really amazing. We're hoping to get to 1,000, and then we'll get to 2 episodes a week once we do that. So, you know, if you subscribe.
Oh, Lord help us, 2 episodes a week.
Well, I know.
Can you imagine the nonsense that's going to be going on if that happens?
Well, we'll be covering, I'm sure, thicker than water.
Thicker than water. Oh my God. And we'll be like this week on the Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah. No, we'll mix it up. We'll put some like varsity shows and JV shows, you know, to make sure they're like good. And of course, you know, it's just us banter.
A bunch of sluts were lined up and sold by another slut with a weird plastic face. I watched that show for the first time a couple of weeks ago. What the fuck with that show?
Which one?
That's basically modern prostitution and nobody says anything.
Millionaire Matchmaker?
The Millionaire Matchmaker. I mean, I know I'm a little late to the game, but is that show kidding?
I know. Well, I may watch it this week because Heidi and Spencer are on, and I've been nostalgic for The Hills. So
wait, they're going to be on Millionaire Matchmaker?
Yeah, because they're trying to set up Stephanie Pratt.
Oh, my.
With a millionaire or what? Because that bitch ain't a millionaire.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's like the $35 matchmaker.
Yeah, it's like it's like, you know how there's Tinder, okay, and you have to be semi-hot to be on Tinder, and then there's like one below it, and then one below it, and then you just get like to the ugly app. That's what Millionaire Matchmaker
this is.
That's like the growler of...
It's making Adult Friend Finder look classy.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Ouch.
That's the 50 nickel personals.
It's, you know, when Stephanie Pratt comes along, you know your show's over. I mean, she was sort of like the turning point on The Hills anyway, right? When she started prancing around.
Yeah, she was the beginning of the end.
We'll just say that so it fits the thesis.
Yeah, let's just blame her.
Yeah. So anyway, also if you support us on Patreon, you get access to things like a bonus episode, which we record every week, and it's super fun. We usually just talk about who knows what we talk about. We talk about
nothing really.
Sometimes we talk about crosswalks. Sometimes we talk about food. Sometimes we actually talk about Bravo stuff. Talk about Serial podcasts. So we actually have a fun time doing that. And then we, of course, there's hangouts and things like that. So anyway,
oh, and our hangout is next week, next Thursday, right, Ben?
Sure, let's do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Andrew, so yeah, our next listener hangout is next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
And we'll give you more details then, but just get ready to get on video chat and party, guys.
And y'all, they are real, real cute. You need to come look at these boys.
Oh, Andy, you should come on, too.
Well, I'm growler cute.
No, you're Ben everything can get cute.
Ben, pretty Tinder cute.
Oh, everything.
Ben, you posted a pretty hot profile picture this week. I was like, wow, well, glistening eyes.
Well, you know what was funny? I took that picture like a few months ago on my Instagram. Another reason to follow. And I realized I hadn't changed my Facebook profile picture in about 5 months. So I thought, okay, let me change it to something. And I've only taken one good photo in the past 5 months, and it was that one. So I'm like, well, that'll be the profile picture. Me looking
I need
sultry.
A good cover picture. You know the big picture on Facebook, the cover?
Yeah.
So I don't know. If someone wants to make me a cover photo, I'll use it. Send it over. I've still got a New Year's one over, and that shit's done.
I don't even know what my cover picture is anymore. I really don't remember. But anyway.
You should put the tuxedo.
Oh, no, the tuxedo is on the banter one. Anyway, we're doing some bonus episodes here right now. We need to do some
Bravo
shit.
Yeah, we're just talking.
We need to do some
Bravo
shit.
Okay, but before we get official, can I say one thing?
Sure.
I just want to say, I want to make an announcement that I'm going to try and stop using the C word, okay? I get that it's gross. When I hear myself say it, I'm like, ooh, I can't believe I said that. When I say it, I think it's really funny and fun to say it. But then when I hear it later, I feel gross. So I guess I'm sorry.
That was a real Bravo apology.
Olivia Pope has been working with me. She's taught me how to handle stressful situations in the press.
That is, you are learning from the best of the housewives, which is to say, if I offended you, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry you guys are so easily offended. No, I'm just kidding. No one really even complained, but I heard myself because I had to paste a lot of pieces together last week for the podcast, and I feel like every time there was a cut, it was with me saying the C word. I was like, what is wrong with you? Why are you calling people that? Stop it. And it's 2015. Like, this is when I need to make goals. And I know I'm not going to be getting any thinner. And I know I'm not going to be making any more money. And I know I'm not going to do any of that. So the least I could do is stop saying the C word.
Yes.
So there.
Yes. I like it. You'll get good karma out of it, I think.
Okay.
Or at least fewer pieces of hate mail. So anyway, there are a lot of fun stuff on Bravo. Was lighting up our Facebook page, which by the way, we're like 25 people away from hitting 3,000 likes. Can we start with Atlanta, because I am still fired up, and it's only been it's like that was on Sunday, and I'm fired up. It's Wednesday, I'm still fired up.
I love that show.
So good.
By the way, we should mention that Angie is both black and from the South. So we have...
Only reason I'm here.
So could you represent everyone, please? Thanks.
Sure. This is like this. I'm like the special CNN correspondent.
Yeah. You're that one black lady on Fox.
Well, it's actually funny. It's actually funny because Angie and I were texting yesterday. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit. We're going to get to the whole showdown at the end of the Atlanta episode. But we're talking about how Claudia told Nini, like, when you're my age, that means you've got edges, that you had edges. And I was like, oh, did that mean that she was calling her fat because she doesn't have edges anymore? And Angie's like, no.
Oh, man.
No. And by the way, Angie, perhaps you want to explain for those of people who are as clueless as I was.
Sure.
as our Southern black representative.
Here, I have my finger on my earpiece, like in the news.
Yes.
Ben. Hi, yes. Ben.
Hi, yes.
Edges are when you have been wearing some type of hairpiece, a wig, or a weave for many, many years, and your hairline has receded to the back of your head. That you no longer have edges. You may have heard this being used by...
So it's like a hairline?
It's your hairline.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's most often used in correlation with Naomi Campbell.
Oh, okay.
That shit's hilarious because she has alien head now.
Meaning as a lack of edges.
By the way, I really like how you explained that in like full Nancy Grace voice. Now, Ben, what I want you to know, people have edges and they put hair pieces in. They lose it.
A canoe out at 4 a.m. for a little time away from their wife if they weren't killing her.
Who would put a hairpiece in their hair and then say they have edges? Tell me that.
I'm here to help.
Yeah, I thought that edge, I'm so glad you said that because I'm like, yeah, Ben, you're so white. I thought it meant like edge. Like you lost your edge. You know what I mean?
Well, you did, kind of. Yeah, you lost your edges. That's not good.
Yeah, I thought that's what it meant. Like, you lost your edge. Because that show's always making up new words for existing words.
Yeah.
So I thought that's what was going on.
Well, I guess to say to someone, like, you had edges, I guess the translation of that insult is what? That you're old now? That you're... Was that your hair?
You used to have a hairline, and now you're...
Well, it also is shade, because it's shade, like, you don't have nice hair because you've had to wear weaves.
Ooh.
So it's kind of a double entendre. It's sort of like, I'm going to hit you with the no. I'm hitting you because you have no hairline, and that's because you have... You've always had to wear weaves. So, you know, it's like a one-two
punch. And it's been a long time since you're old. It's been a long time
since you're
old.
It's like a typical young new housewife, criticism. Like, you're old.
Well, basically. But the thing, it would have been, no. A young housewife criticism, or shade, Ronnie, please, would be to say you're old. But a savvy one would be to say, when you were my age, you had edges. Which is like,
right, which is kind
of like,
what
it's clever.
Said.
It's like, bam, it's wordplay. So why don't we rewind to the beginning of the episode? And we are going to lead up to the big fight that capped off this episode. Okay, so let's see when it all started. I mean, there was some like the typical kind of like quote unquote lifestyle slice of life scenes where Claudia went to the podiatrist and we saw a whole bunch of bunions and corns, which was very pleasant.
Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy that?
No.
No, Ronnie. Ronnie's been stunned into... We've lost Ronnie. He's stunned...
Just the thought of that has just, like, put him over again.
Just the thought of that.
Just the thought of those feet. I mean, I was just sort of like, they are really reaching. I mean, this is content. We're going to the podiatrist.
Right.
Well, Cute podiatrist, but still.
Oh my God, those feet.
I would prefer the podiatrist versus another trip to the spray tan or, like, vagina waxing...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, how many times do we have to see that happen, you know?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah, that's true. But she has a kind of interesting job. I mean, she's on a national radio show, but I guess they, you know, they've already done that.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, like, it was a little something. So, okay, so there was the podiatrist thing. Then I think the next major thing was that we saw, so we have this Demetria character, former star of House of Pain, her whole thing is that she wants to be a singer, as if anyone cares. Like, who cares about Demetria, whatever her last name is?
Demetria is like the Edith of this show, if you guys watched Downton Abbey. Like, nothing good happens to Demetria.
Yeah.
I mean, this poor fucking girl. This girl is like Charlie fucking Brown. Nothing good happens for Demetria. And she's like the prettiest girl, too. She's so pretty.
Beautiful.
She works so hard. It's like the world just shits on her head. And it's hilariously consistent.
She does not know what she's getting involved with. She's like, oh, great. I'm going to get into the mix with these real housewives. Like, honey, you were like 12 years old. Although, I guess, according to Phaedra, you're closer to 40. But she is young, and she is just not on the same level with these women. And she is just getting eaten up every single episode.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Come see my music video. The music video doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Look at my billionaire boyfriend. Half this room has fucked him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Poor thing.
So she was singing in the booth, and then Nini and Phaedra come over to say hi or whatever. And Phaedra is like, you know, her usual...
Why do people ever let themselves be taped singing in the booth on TV? That never works out well.
Well, because she's thinking...
I mean, I don't care if it's Mariah fucking Carey in front of that tree. I don't care who it is. You better track that shit, because nobody sounds good when the camera comes in and they're in the booth. Nobody.
Well, they all... Well, she probably thinks this is going to, like, lead to a role on Empire or something if they see her, like, in the booth. So the thing is that Phaedra is, if I remember correctly, Phaedra starts in with a whole bunch of shady things. Like, she's like, you should be doing gospel and folk singing, right? Instead of being a pop star, right?
Yeah, that was so funny.
And then she's like,
Phaedra's such a bitch.
She is.
Oh my God. She is.
That was so funny. She's like, ain't you a little old to be singing them pop songs, girl? Come on now. You need to be more like milk to sing those songs. You're more like yogurt to sat out on the counter for too long.
I think that, like, there's the divorce is bringing out this, like, really kind of bitterness in Phaedra. Did you think that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and she's like, she's fallen into that trap that the housewives all fall into, where once they've been there a couple of years, they're suddenly very threatened by anybody new, and they all have to be really mean to the new people. It's so sad because it's always older ladies being mean to younger ladies, and it's uncomfortable.
They're not even really. I mean, they're only maybe 5 years apart.
Right.
Really? Well, that girl and Phaedra?
Yeah.
Well, Phaedra's, what, probably like 39 or so? 40?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think she carries herself as this kind of wise older woman, but she's not that much older than her. But yeah, it just seems to me like the past two or three episodes, she's so like sour, and she's always
I like crabby Phaedra because she's always trying to be like, well, I'm not going to say anything because I'm a Southern Belle. But like, I like, because
she's the worst.
Because she is the shadiest of them all. And so really now that she's like letting it out, it's hilarious. All her little things, like when Phaedra said that she played a crack whore. Yeah, Phaedra. When Demetra said she played a crack whore, and she's like, oh, do you smoke crack for that?
Oh, come on. But it's also like, why are they, this girl is not a threat to them in any way. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of, I felt like that's sort of low hanging fruit. They drove over there to be mean to her.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. And, you know, I also feel like this is what girls do, to be honest. I mean,
hey,
I feel like girls get really threatened by new girls. Isn't that like the thing? Isn't that what you guys do?
Well, our knowledge of
and gays
girls
too,
is
and gays too,
so.
By the way, gays too.
We've been way too colored by housewives shows. Like, our opinions are way too informed. It's ridiculous. Like, women, all they want to do is fight and throw tea parties. Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, really, all they want to do is have fashion shows.
Women in real life actually have jobs and friends and brains and hair. Yeah. Real hair.
So, despite the fact that people, like, she had a beef, didn't she had a Roger Bob beef with someone. Who did she have a Roger Bob beef with? With Kenya. With Portia, right?
Gaucher.
Oh, no, that was Gaucher, but remember, Gaucher. She also had an issue because Kenya, something about Kenya, like, not denying that she was linked.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, this girl, Demetria, she's so desperate that she pays for an all-expense-paid trip to Puerto Rico for the entire cast.
Roger Bob paid for
Roger Bob, a.k.a. Bravo. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. But
Roger Bob isn't paying for anything. Did you see that office? That was like IKEA and Rent-A-Room, I'm sure.
Roger Bob's not doing anything. He's got a firsty. So they all go to Puerto Rico. Am I missing anything from pre-Puerto Rico? Did anything happen before they went to Puerto Rico?
My notes say feet, candy, sex, lunch, Kenya assistant. So we talked about feet. Candy talked about sex, I guess, with Demetria, and talking about fucking Roger Bob, which I didn't really need to hear.
Oh, yeah, about putting a vibrator under the balls while...
Oh, yeah, and also I was imagining Candy using all those sex toys on her little midget, it made me think of that movie, Under the Rainbow, with all the midgets in the Little Wizard of Oz movie. Or not midgets, little people, sorry.
She's like, see? Nah. The lipstick. Like,
do you know how to tilt your balls? Your man's ball, with a feather, and your finger, and then down his throat.
See? Now, what you gotta do is, see? Now, Riley, I'm like, Riley, take this lipstick and use it to put it on your man's balls, but Riley.
Yeah, okay, what was she talking about? She's like, put this lipstick on and then go down on your man while you're playing with his ball. I was like, what the hell?
No,
that's a lot.
No. And how do you go from, okay, we're having this sit down so that you can apologize. Oh, I'm really sorry that I totally set you up. Oh, it's fine. Will you record my new song?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bold.
You're a mogul. It's fine. Abuse me.
And also, by the way, don't you have
that's my favorite word.
Don't you, by the way, have a manager named Roger Bob who's supposed to be sending you as the artist are not supposed to be doing that stuff, right?
Yeah, you're not supposed to be going door to door trying to sell you.
So
he's like, I don't know.
See, nah, Todd.
Don't be tardy.
Yeah, she's still scarred. But how about this time you actually write out a contract with how much you're going to get paid and how much you're going to make instead of just trusting some gold-digging stripper to pay you?
Yeah, and along those lines, I'm still waiting for The Ring Didn't Mean a Thing to come to be released on iTunes.
Well, this girl can actually sing, and she's cute, and she should just write a song about Roger Bob.
Yeah.
Since they love to say that name so much.
Yeah, Roger Bob.
Roger Bob. Roger Bob.
RB.
Bob Bob.
Used to be Roger Bob.
Roger Bob.
Oh, I thought you were going to do some freestyling, Ronnie.
Oh, me? Roger Bob. Rob, Rod, Rod, Rob, Rob, Rob,
Rob,
Roger Bob. Rent a room, rent a room, rent a room, rent a room.
It's a good song. I would buy it.
Yeah, that's good.
So anyway, so they all go to Puerto Rico. And they go into like a little boutique hotel, which is cute. And then this is when Demetria starts her anti-Phaedra shade campaign, which is always hilarious to me because that's really the worst way to handle it, to be like, oh, I'm so glad you guys are all here. I'm so glad you're all here. Like, it's so great. This whole group is wonderful. Although, I do have to say, Phaedra, I don't know. I got a little bit of shade from her. You're like, uh-oh.
It's all down. Here she is already trying to make her mark.
I'm like, you are barking up the wrong tree. This is
a chihuahua coming out and peeing on the first little flower it sees. Save it up. There's a tree down the block.
Yeah, like you know, this is nothing. If this is bothering you, this is nothing, Demetria.
Yeah, but you know what? They were so nasty to her, and like when they came into her fitting, and Phaedra had the audacity to kind of like approve the outfits as if, you know, she has any kind of style or taste.
Well, and also implying that the other one was hideous. She's like, oh, well, this one I like.
And,
oh,
yeah. And we're all under the pretense that they're her guest. Like, who talks to your host like that? I mean, you know, if we're going to believe that she's, you know, invited them there. That was rude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when they walked in, I mean, Nini, I mean, all the backhanded comments about Nini being like, okay, it's small, but we'll make do. And then she's like, it's a room. She's like, oh, it's okay. I may have to take this table in here. This is small, but I can make do. Oh, I'm like, damn right you can make do. You're from Athens, Georgia, okay? You were not raised in some school. Okay, you know, it's fine. A bed is a bed is a bed, okay? And I know you're like a giant moose, but you can fit in that bed, okay? And it's free. It's free. So stop
your ego
complaining.
Can take the couch, bitch.
It's a free trip to Puerto Rico.
That Motel 6 in Athens has nothing on this place, all right?
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's so tacky and so obnoxious. The entitlement that she has, you know, she really walks around like she thinks she's, you know, Meryl Streep. She ain't.
Yeah.
Her wigs are the best thing about this season. My God.
Oh, my God. We have to talk.
Do you think that she's doing that on purpose?
I think she's having fun with it, but no, I think she's surrounded by like a lot of kiss-ass people who just say yes to everything and no one
somebody
tells her how
whoever,
stupid she is.
Whoever put her in that Prince Valiant thing hates her.
It's like He-Man meets Bruce Valanche.
It's the Hulk.
Yeah. It's, well, I like some.
Claudia said it looked like uncooked ramen noodles on her head.
Not even that one. That one's like tolerable. I'm talking about that dried straw Chucky thing that she is wearing in her confessionals. What? No. I'm sorry.
No, it is truly the most ill-advised Sia wannabe moment in pop culture.
Sia, yes.
See ya later. Yeah. See ya later, Nini.
She should turn around and not show her face like Sia's doing right now.
I would
She's
love that.
That
I would love that.
You need to sing into a corner, Blair Witch.
Imagine like a little baby
I
Nini.
Demetria.
Imagine a little baby Nini dancing around on couches and stuff.
No.
Oh.
You know, I don't like anybody tossing herself on a dirty mattress.
Being chased by Shia LaBeouf.
Oh,
she wishes.
No,
that's
say.
No, that is definitely an ill-advised weave or wig.
Well, Nene's just doing the housewife thing where she has to be fighting at all. I think she went out and made up with everybody, and then was like, "Oh shit! Now I'm not gonna have a storyline. I'm gonna get fired." And so she was like, "Screw it! Let's just pretend that never happened." And now she's gonna just keep fighting with everybody. That's how they have to be on these shows. And there were reports before all these seasons began, actually, that the contracts are different now. So they don't have full year contracts now. They only have like quarter year contracts or something. So if they're not fighting or putting out, then they get fired and the next one is brought in. That's why this one has like a line of women ready to come in. Have you noticed?
But you know what, though? At the same time, like, I get that they have to fight, but there's a fight. You know, Nene, there was a period of time when Nene was like the favorite. Like, she was considered like the favorite housewife of all. And she was great because she would fight, she would tear someone apart, and she would laugh, and it was great. But now she's cocky and conceited, so when she's fighting, like, I get that she has to fight, but it's like, it's awful, and it's mean-spirited, and it's just vile.
Yeah. I don't think they have to fight. I just think that that's the easiest to be entertaining, you know?
Right.
Because who the hell wants to watch her walk, you know, walk through fucking Crate and Barrel with Greg behind her with her purse? Like,
yeah.
You know, that's her whole
with
life.
With his toilet.
Who cares? I don't want to watch Nene at Baja Fresh.
Home Goods, you mean? Wasn't it? Don't they shop at Home Goods?
Yeah, listen, Home Goods and Chick-fil-A actually is Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, and they go to like Rosie Mexicana a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, although Rosie Mexicana is kind of good. So finally, after all this silliness, all the obnoxiousness of how they check in and stuff, everyone assembles for dinner.
Oh wait, Ben, yes. Can you just mention the bag, the Portia's handbag?
Oh, the fact that it was like bought by one of the African princes, right?
Well, it was a Birkin bag. That's an Hermes bag. It's $80,000.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, holy mother. Oh, no, they mentioned it. Yeah, they talked about it.
I mean, they talked about that it was like an expensive bag. I had no idea that it was $80,000.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. And
I was thinking like $1,000 or something.
No, no, no. And, you know, there are a lot of like fake ones, but I'm not really sure. I mean, isn't she driving like a Bentley? I mean, it all is going together.
Well, she's a taken woman, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, it's either a Birkin bag or a Kelly bag. I think that's a Birkin bag, but there's like a wait list to get that. Like, yeah.
You could buy it like three babies for that.
Like, Lisa Vanderpump probably has one.
Right. Well, Portia definitely does not have the money for it, but.
Well, they both earned it the same way.
Oh. That's right.
At least Lisa cut some flowers for her restaurant and stuff, though. Portia.
Lisa bought hers.
Yeah, Lisa works. Lisa works.
Yeah, Lisa works.
Well, Portia works. She just works at something. She works at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of love Portia.
Portia's like,
you don't crazy. You don't remember how hard swallowing is until you get a cold. But I'll tell you, just coming out of one.
It is. That is. It's true. It's
good
very
job,
hard.
Portia.
Well, she has a big mouth. Work. She has a big mouth.
Yeah.
She can fit a lot in there. So anyway, so everyone gets together. Birkin bags are left back in the rooms, and they're all there. And then I think Demetria is the one who's like, "Phaedra, I just want to like address something with you. I thought like the things you were saying were shady, blah 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 blah." And Portia's kind of like, you know, she doesn't want to hear it, doesn't want to admit it. So she starts snapping back, whatever. And these two start to bicker, you know. And Demetria has like her one rehearsed line all pent up. She's like, "Well, there's one number between us, and that's 8. As in, I've had mine for 8, and yours is going away from 8. And therefore, that is the number between us, and that is my shade for today." You know, it was like.
And I like that everybody looked at Phaedra like she was a bitch. I mean, Phaedra was being a total bitch. Mm-hmm. But here you have some yappy little hoe coming at you who you don't even know. Who Phaedra probably was just trying. I mean, she was being rude at the thing, but. She was probably just trying to be funny. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. I just, these women, it's too much. It's too much.
I do think that's
like, let's wait for a real fight, all right? Sit down over there. And then why is it okay to suddenly make fun of somebody's husband going to jail? I mean,
exactly.
If this were Jersey, you would have been shunned.
Well, what was funny was that then Phaedra's response was to say, she was like, "Well, I got a ring. I got a ring. I got a ring." I'm like, oh, now you care about that ring. Now?
And you bought that ring yourself.
You bought it for real from a convict.
You took that shit off a dead person.
Yeah.
A funeral home.
Let's not forget the real shit. Shady scheme here.
Apollo didn't buy that shit, please.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I think that when Phaedra was being shady, yeah, she is making some passive aggressive digs, but I didn't think they were like the worst, and she probably didn't even realize she was making them because she's so inherently shady. So it's like what you guys said.
Also,
like,
she's hanging out with Nene. It's like she's
both
the horrible people in this episode were hanging out with Nene, Portia and Phaedra.
Yeah.
Because Portia used to be like so kind of dumb and sweet, and I hate to say that, like I like women better when they're dumb, but she was like, it was sort of cute when she left her husband and she got a little empowered and she was
I loved it.
It was sweet. I mean, but then now she's becoming this little mini beast, and it's like, ooh.
She's just trying to get back on, and she's just like a spoiled brat now. And meanwhile, also, we should talk about before Dimitri even confronted Phaedra, there was this like wonderful, like, what is it, call to arms or whatever, where both sides of the table were sort of like declaring the line in the sand by their drink orders, you know?
Oh, that was the worst.
It was like one side of the table all wanted what, like wine or something, and the other side was like, Nene had this ridiculous drink where she was like, she's like, I'll have a whiskey with lemonade and this and that and that, and a spritz of lemon club soda.
Splash!
Splash!
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to teach you how to make a drink. Like, God.
She's like, get some Hossie. Like,
Capri Suns. Yeah, she's like, some Crystal Light.
Do you have any Five Alive? Get some SoCo and some Five Alive.
Mash up a waffle fry from Chick-fil-A. Stir it in there with a little sour cream.
Maybe add some ketchup.
Mousse
and
juice.
Some creme de menthe.
She wishes she has some Saint-Germain, please.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was some Saint-Germain.
Saint-Germain. Yeah, that's right.
She heard, way to get on it, Nene. Way to
drink 5 years ago.
I know, exactly.
Yeah. She heard Ryan Murphy mention it.
Yeah. She's like, Saint-Germain. She's like, that's what I'm going to name my next son, Saint-Germain. S-A-N-J-E-R-M-A-Y-N-E. So then Phaedra wanted one too, then Portia wanted one. It was like this whole thing, like, at each side, I was like accusing the other of like, ooh, I guess Nene has her followers. I guess Kenya has her followers. It was so then.
And they both do. That's what happens.
They do.
Both the alphas have their minions sitting over on the side.
And I
love Claudia acting like she's so tough. She's like, well, I see everybody's over there with Nene. Kenya, what should I say? Like,
well, listen. Cynthia. Listen, here's the thing. So first, there was like a moment of clarity. So what happens, the bickering started to get like, you know, there was a lot of bickering. And then on top of that, there was like this kind of like middle school side taunting, like subtle side talking, where like Nene would whisper something to like Portia or something and they'd like snicker, you know? And it was just like, it was like very mean
gross.
Girls. It was gross. It was awful. And Cynthia actually was a voice of reason first. And she was like, well, you know, it's fine. She was like, if Phaedra doesn't believe she was shady, it's fine, but I don't see what's wrong with Phaedra saying, I'm sorry that I made you feel that way, you know? Which is actually, that's like a mature thing to do, which is be like, I didn't realize I was doing that, so I'm sorry, you know, that it came off that way, and I'm sorry that you got hurt, you know? That's how you squash something, and that's how you act as an adult, right? And then everyone's like...
And then there's how you act in Atlanta.
Yeah, and then there's that. And then they acted as if...
But I didn't even hear the end of what you were saying, because I was like... staring at a wall. I got really bored. Not because of you, but because of that general way of behaving. Like, okay, you know, if you see a lion, normally he's just laying there, right? Doing nothing. He's just being a lion. Who wants to watch that? But when you watch him ripping apart a chihuahua, they'll put it on TV.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and watch people be nice.
No, I know.
But they have to, like, find a way to be... vicious in a way that's not, it's almost like Geraldo, like you're just watching it because you know he's eventually going to get a chair thrown at him because someone did it before.
Yeah,
so now
I mean, I understand. It's weird. I guess you bring up an interesting point, which is that there is kind of like this dichotomy that you go through, which is that on the one hand you're like, why don't they just act like normal human beings, and on the other hand it's like you're foaming at the mouth waiting for like the fist to fly, you know?
Yeah, right. So I get on that. Beverly Hills they're being normal and I'm like, what's this about? Why isn't anybody fighting? So it's like,
but you know what though,
they can't win.
It's just my way of being sanctimonious and being like, this is how you should
be. No, I didn't mean you personally, I just meant like as an audience member, you know? You're like, this is how it should be, but then it's like, sometimes I find myself reading message boards about Real Housewives, and I'm reading like thousands of comments of these, you know, women from wherever fighting with each other over what the women on TV are doing. And I'm feeling like so much better than them. And I'm I'm like, what losers? I mean, these people can't even spell in these comment sections. And look at them fighting over what Nini said. And then I'm like, yeah, you devote your whole life to that. And then it sends me on this whole mind trip. And then I start thinking about choices. And then I start thinking about what's becoming of me. And then I start thinking about 40.
Oh, no. It's this year, isn't it? Well, either way, so there was more crosstalk, whatever. And then finally, Claudia decided to step in. And this, to me, was like a watershed moment. This
oh,
was,
absolutely.
This was like 3 years. Like, It took, because I think Nini has basically been like a villainous beast for 3 years, and like about 2 years before that, she was on the way to that, but she's been awful for 3 years, like full on awful.
And even like Kenya did really kind of come in and revitalize this show. I mean, say what you will, but she can play the hell out of this Real Housewives game, and she makes the show really fun. Yeah. But even she, what Claudia did, even Kenya has not been able to. And I also think it needed to happen right now, because just even like we're joking about the Sandra Main, but like that is kind of encompasses how crappy her behavior is right now. Just like the entitlement, the rudeness, like, it's just sort of like we're going to just put an end to this.
Yes. No, exactly. Because Kenya, when Kenya has come at Nini in the past, Kenya gets wrapped up in, like, she loses
and
her cool.
And Kenya's crazy.
Kenya's
so
crazy.
She's coming at her like a crazy person.
Yeah, she does. She loses her cool, and they just wind up yelling at each other. So Claudia, however, Claudia was, I thought, razor sharp. I thought Claudia, as Candy said, she was just, like, reading her, like, crazy. She just dismantled Nini so efficiently with a laugh and a smile. She didn't lose her cool.
No.
She had a few lines that were, like, not so great. They were, like, okay. But, like, I always feel like anytime they go to, like, the stripper thing, like, it's never, like, that's not, like, the strongest shade that they could do. You
right.
know? But.
Oh, man. She had Nini losing her mind.
She was so upset. I mean, that's why she had to call her a half-breed, because she poked that bear in that corner, and now she's, you know, gonna kill her.
Now you have to call her a half-breed. Nini. You just showed your colors, you fucking loser. Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so beginning offensive. The end for Nini.
Meanwhile, Claudia, I mean, I loved when, you know, she starts, like, questioning Nini's education. My favorite line was when she was like, she's like, oh, you went to college? And Nini's like, yes, I'm very college educated.
I wrote that down, too.
As if there's, like, a quantity of, like,
poor Nini.
Oh, my God, when she said, and then Claudia was like, spell bridesmaids. The S is in silence. The S is in silence. I mean,
that was so good.
Oh, and then I loved, it was in an interview, but I love when she called Nini's wig top ramen noodle, like uncooked top ramen noodles. So brilliant. And then there were some, what were some other things? What were other lines that Claudia had? Do you remember?
She talked
That was the best. That was the only one that I wrote down.
Oh, you know what I liked? When, first she's like, I think Claudia was like, oh, you're like the puppet master, you know, and he's like, oh, I'm the puppet master and all these jobs. And Claudia's like, which jobs? The ones that got canceled? Yep. Oh. I was like, yes. I was like,
which nobody's ever thrown in her face. It's true.
It's very true. It was
last.
Brilliant. It was like, to me, I was like, oh, it's like sweet release. 3 years of frustration, and finally someone has
the
destroyed
age thing. Because Claudia's, you know, like in her 40s. And I think, I don't know how old Nini is, but it's true. She's like, yeah, you look 20 years older than me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Nini used to look really young. Season one, when she had that long hair, she looked really young. And then she's had that short, like, sort of variations on Mary J. Blige hair ever since. And it's just like, it makes her look old.
Plastic surgery makes you look older.
Those chiclet teeth.
Fix your teeth.
Coming at you.
I'm very rich, bitch. Oh, and she started doing that again too. Rich. I'm very wealthy.
Yeah, I got money in the bank. It's like it's so awful behavior.
It's embarrassing to watch her, and it's hilarious. It's not embarrassing to her at all. She's just.
Yeah. I mean, that was David and Goliath. I mean, it was so beautiful.
I literally watched that fight over again throughout the week. I never do that. It was just so, like, it made me so happy. So then, of course, I went to the internet, which is my favorite thing to do. And I do like a news search for Claudia Jordan. So first thing that pops up is Radar Online. This piece of shit publication clearly has like some sort of like deal with NeNe or something like that, because
they're notorious for making deals with the housewives.
Yeah, because they
and
have
also these housewives contact all the blogs, all the housewife blogs, and try and like make deals with them to take stories back or to change their stories. Yeah. I mean,
because
so gross.
Because Radar Online is like, it's official, Claudia Jordan is now the most hated housewife. I was like, what? And they're like, we spoke to sources on the set, and they're like, yeah, everyone hates Claudia. There's one thing that all the housewives can agree on, that they hate Claudia. And it's like this really catty, ridiculous article that was based on nothing, and there wasn't even a story there, you know? And I was like, this is so obviously planted by NeNe's people. Like, it could not have been more obvious, because everyone I've seen on Facebook and Twitter, social media, everyone has been like cheering Claudia Jordan.
Oh, yeah. America's sweetheart.
She's like risen to like top 10 housewives.
She looks like it. She kind of is.
Yeah. She's so then I did some more searching, and this is where things get really interesting. So you remember, was it last week when Claudia and NeNe encountered each other for the first time? Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh yeah, and she kind of
and
came
NeNe
up
was
to her
like, and he was like, ha, huh? And that was it. And Claudia's like, but we know each other, and NeNe's like, oh, well, but we're not friends, you know?
Yeah.
So here's the backstory. And I think this is told to like realityt.com, whatever. And I think they got it because Claudia, I think, mentioned it on her radio show.
It's someone's hairstylist. Go ahead.
Yes. No, but this is really good. And there is some evidence to back this up. Back in like this is how they know each other. Back in like 2009, NeNe was like tweeting at Claudia Jordan and was like asking Claudia to accept her friend requests on Twitter. Okay. So NeNe was like wanting to be friends with Claudia, you know, because at this point Claudia had been on a Celebrity Apprentice, I believe. And she had hosted the Miss Universe pageant. So Claudia had some level of fame, and NeNe was trying to get in with that. So NeNe was like trying to be friends with her, and she was sending all these like super friendly tweets. So there's one up on Reality TV from November 29, 2009, where it's like NeNe leaks saying, at Claudia Jordan, people hate because they can't do what you do. So do you, boo-boo. So this is NeNe in 2009 kissing this woman's ass, the fame whore that she is. So apparently, you know, they got to know each other, and they would see each other at events, and they post with each other in photos and everything. And NeNe had asked Claudia to fill in for her at an event. NeNe was going to host an event, and so Claudia hosted an event for NeNe because NeNe couldn't be there. So then when when Claudia showed up in Atlanta on this show, and NeNe was like, oh, hi. That's why Claudia was like, what the fuck? Like, we've known each other, and you've wanted to be friends with me all these years, and you were the one who like asked me to host an event for you. So that's the story.
Wow.
How shady is that?
Well, I figured it was something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I'm reading Claudia Jordan's Twitter because we were talking about it, and she's at her first tweet is, until someone invents a time machine, all one can do once they mess up is take responsibility for their actions and do better moving forward. And I was like, what? But then I kept reading, and it turns out she said something mean about someone named Tiny Major Mama, whoever the hell that is. What'd she say about
her?
Is that
some
midget?
Tiny and T.I.?
Oh, Tiny's wife, maybe. Oh, yeah, because that's Tiny. Their kid's name is
Major. Tiny's Tequila.
Oh, God. What? Wait, no, Tiny is married to T.I., and their child is called Major.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mama, that I know all this stuff.
yeah, so I
you
guess
had your
she
earpiece
said
in, you're like,
because I did go to college.
They teach you that in college. Uh-huh. They're like, okay, who's teeny tiny teeny major mage at Twitter?
Multiple choice. Fill in the blank. So that's basically the gossip that I have.
I just think Claudia is actually, I'm really curious how they're going to play this, because she's in the best position. Like, she could kind of take over the show now.
Yeah, well,
hopefully she just stays smart.
Yeah,
because
well,
I've liked her actually.
A lot.
I've liked her all season, to be honest.
Me
was
too,
I was afraid she's gonna come on and be like a whatever, but I've enjoyed her even when she hasn't been fighting. I feel like she does sort of keep it real. She's funny. There's something very relatable about her. I've liked her stories.
I mean, she showed those feet on TV. You've got to give her some props.
No, exactly. she's actually the perfect person in this because she's not, like, I feel like Phaedra has this really fake persona Southern Belle thing that's so false. Kenya's the crazy one. Portia's like the kind of dumb one. I feel like Claudia's just kind of coming in, being herself. She's gorgeous. Everybody likes to look at her. Like, and she's in a really good position to sort of spin she could get a lot of attention from this, meaning like she could sort of sway this to stay on it for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I think she could. And of course, what's going to happen next is that Kenya's going to turn on her and they're going to fight. I mean, probably, that's next,
you know,
what? Next season.
I don't think so, because she just showed up on Celebrity Apprentice to support Kenya. Oh, you know, she was like, well, that was taped way last year, though, so who knows? That's been in the can a long
that's
time.
That's so
mind.
Many wigs ago.
Yeah, that was a long time.
How many wigs
but
have
also,
come
one of Claudia
us.
Jordan's tweets.
How many wigs? What?
One of Claudia Jordan's tweets is, oh, my God, Mitt Romney is going to run again. I can't take it. He's the Susan Lucci of the presidency. No shade to Susan.
Wow. All right.
Meanwhile... Nini's like, a baseball mitt's going to run for president? What? What are you talking about, girl? Go by.
Put a splash of high five in. Listen.
She's like, I've got a golden oven mitt because I'm very rich, motherfucker. I earned that.
I stripped
to feed
baseball.
My babies, but now I got a golden oven mitt. I love when she says she's stripped to feed her babies. She says that all the time. Like, that's like the most... That's very humanitarian.
Yeah, exactly. And look how well your baby English. Turned out. Look how well
exactly.
Bryson is. He's trolling the streets of Atlanta with his like kids and yeah, your baby.
Selling housewives props in like the parking lot of Big Lots.
Yeah, it's next time on Serial. Big Lots, Bryson. Bling, 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 bling. Why were you at the Big Lots selling things?
Are you rich or are you very, very educatedly rich?
Was that Russell barking?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Russell was like, please make him stop.
Russell, are you barking at me or are you barking at me?
Bling, bling, bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling. Oh, Searle.
Oh, yeah.
So what else happened on this show?
That's it. We were left with the cliffhanger. I think the cliffhanger was like, your clit left your body. I think that was which only this
what
show
does that even mean? And she repeated it 20 times. Like, somebody wrote that for her. Some hairdresser probably wrote that shit for her. And
I don't know.
She laughed and didn't really know why, and then just repeated it and really didn't know why.
And that's also not only the half-breed thing and women calling other women whores. I mean, that's just, like, the lowest low. I mean,
I agree. And I think also, like, I also think, like, making fun of someone for not having a child at 41 is actually extremely low. Like,
did she do that too?
Well, that's what that was implied by. Like, her clit, like, it doesn't work anymore. Like, I think in the things I was reading online, the implication was...
Like, let's look deep into the meaning of this.
See, when your clit leaves your body, you can't have a baby. That's what that means. That's like the ghost of the unborn baby leaving your body.
Poor taste.
I have to say, when she said it, I'm not saying this to be funny. My image was of, like, Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith in their little spaceship leaving the mothership in Independence Day right before they blew it up and put the virus in it.
Well, I hope this
imagine
is...
a little clit leaving your body like that and just...
I just hope this is the... I don't know. I really hope Nini's gone now. I don't know. Maybe Claudia's the one to do it.
No, I hope that this isn't the end. I hope that Claudia dresses down Nini like 5 more times this season. I want it to happen over and over and over again. And then I want to see it happen at the reunion and see, you know, here's what's going to happen. Nini's going to have like her stupid, you know, like puss face on, you know, where she'll be like, Sourpuss face at the reunion, where she'll just be like quiet, be like, I'm not gonna say anything because evidently people don't like what I have to say, so I'm just gonna sit here and be quiet. Next! And be like, oh, fuck you, Nini. Like, just talk.
Yeah.
She's so awful. So, So awful.
Yeah, she's definitely the worst. Okay, let's move on because we're coming up on an hour already.
It was good.
That was all Atlanta, which we owed Atlanta because...
Yeah.
Well, they gave us a lot this week. I've been waiting on that for a long time.
I know. Me too.
Oh my God. One of our listeners, Curtis Jensen, posted a Vine of Kyle's back fat.
Aww.
Because he says, look, one thing I always make fun of is Kyle's back fat because she's always wearing like a bikini top or something. And the joke is that Kyle's really not even fat. She just thinks she's fat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny to call her fat because she's not even fat.
She just wears her clothes too tight.
Yeah. And
her clothes don't fit properly.
Yeah, she has no idea.
She didn't see that Oprah episode on how to buy a bra or whatever. But anyway, I'm always making fun of Kyle's back fat. And Curtis Jensen took a video of it and it put, poor Kyle, she even has back fat in a blouse.
Wow.
Or whatever, you two.
Oh, Curtis.
You'll both survive. You'll both survive it.
What an awful thing to say, Curtis.
It was funny.
How awful. Oh, Curtis.
You know why she wears a blouse, Curtis? Because she can't walk around naked.
Hey, Curtis. Do you know why Kyle Richards has back fat? Because she has a back and she has some fat on it.
Okay.
And she has no idea what we're talking about.
Ben, are we going to be watching The Real Housewives of Cheshire? Because it is up on Deli Shows, and I think we should watch it.
Wait, when is it on? How do we watch it?
Currently on. You can go. I think it's on YouTube. I heard it was on YouTube. I'm watching it on the internet on Deli Shows. I guess I shouldn't tell everybody that.
Oh, I always thought it was called Delicious.
Is it? Delicious? Delicious.
Wait.
Delicious.
Wait, how do you spell it? Is it the one that's D-E-L-I period? Or D-E-L-I?
No. D-E-L-I shows.
Oh, I thought you meant like D-E-L dot I-C.
Oh, no. Delicious. That's like one of those sharing things.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I give this article a delicious. And then you mark it and then it goes on your delicious account. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, that was delicious. Or something.
Wow, I like these
kids
people.
And your social
media
and your sharing programs and your Redditing. And
yeah.
Your texting and your... calling people on the phone with
Snapchatting.
Yeah.
All right.
What happened to the Morse code?
Okay, I'll watch this Real Housewives of Cheshire. So why don't we talk about Vanderpump Rules because
Rules, horse face drools.
Seriously?
This is just what I wanted the whole time.
Seriously? I wish you guys could see because there's a new Kristenism, but unfortunately it's visual and you can't like it can't be expressed. But what I'm doing is I'm gonna say like, seriously, I still kind of miss you. And when I say miss you, I move my right shoulder forward and back really quickly.
Yes, she's
that's like
doing
her thing.
This, like,
she's like
shoulder roll while she's like rolling her eyes.
It's like a there. I said it, and I'm vulnerable right now. Like, seriously,
God. I'm holding both your hands right now.
Seriously? We could be happy again. Seriously?
Okay, so let's start this episode way back at the beginning.
Yes.
Jax is getting a penis up his bunghole from an old person in Miami.
Yes.
That was the whole episode, right? That's basically all that happened.
Well, it was kind of funny because here's this like pretty epic scandal. And it was sort of like a big nothing because Jax is like, you know. I was young. He's like, you know, lived with a gay guy. Nothing ever happened, but, you know, maybe it did.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
But I love that he's like, you know, people can say whatever they want because I know what happened and I know what I did and I'm really happy with myself. It's like, well.
Yeah. Okay, well.
It puts you on the road to protein shakes. Yeah. So I guess we can thank that guy.
Yeah.
Thank that guy. Give it us all Jax.
So if Jax always lies
and he
says we never did anything, I think the theory of the logic of deduction, whatever, I'm very college educated, and what I'm saying right now is he took it up the butt.
Yeah, Jax totally took it up the bunghole. Okay, so for those of you who don't watch, they're all in Miami for this bachelorette party, and some older gay guy comes to join them, and it turns out that he and Jax haven't spoken for years because Jax used to live with him in his mansion, and this guy turned Jax into a model and still has a naked photo of him in his house, in his living room. But then Jax made him mad or something, probably stole from him or did his drugs or something.
Yeah, probably.
You know, nothing good happened.
Yeah.
And then they haven't spoken for years until now. And so Tom, of course, called this guy and was like, "Hey, bro, you should come with us, Kristen."
Kristen. Yeah, let's have a good time now, John.
Jax, you shouldn't have done that to that older guy.
Like, why are you doing that? Like, why?
Just bring people over.
I just want you to be honest, Jax. Why do you have to be honest for once?
So anyway, he showed up and then kept saying things like, "Well, Jax, I'm over you. I'm finally over you after all of these years." And Jax is like, "Hey, man, you know what? You made me what I am today. I mean, all of this is due to you."
So I was like, "Oh, that's a terrible legacy."
Yeah,
I know. Like, congratulations!
All these STDs.
You created a D-list weirdo 40-year-old bartender on Bravo. Like, yes. Well done.
Yes.
Did you need instructions for that one? What a creation! Wow.
This it's like when kids septum.
Like poop on the potty and they're like pointing out their poop. It's like, yes, it looks like an L. Just fucking flush. Come on, look at that.
He's like, "I'll give you one penny off of every chunky sweater I sell."
He's like, "Hey, I took all those sweaters out of your house and I never apologized, but I got a lot of money for them." Yeah. You know, Jax was stealing fucking socks out of that drawer and selling it.
Oh, God.
Imagine Jax as your roommate when you're, especially if you're older and you know you're just using him for his bunghole anyway. I don't know why I'm saying bunghole. I haven't used that word since the 80s.
Because you can't say the C word.
Yeah, you can't say the C words yet. You're going the other way now.
Yeah. Now I'm just going to become
By the way, when we were talking about Atlanta, at one point you referred to someone as a hoe, and I know you wanted to say the C word very badly.
Oh.
I was like, "Oh,
I miss you, C word." I can still call guys the C word, right? What's the rule on that?
I don't know. I guess we have to. You can do it.
Come on, Angie. You're a girl.
Yeah.
Angie, put in your earpiece. Okay, this just in from Angie. Go. Yes, Angie. I believe you have a report.
I'm getting it. There's a net. Russell, what say you? I got a lick. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, you can still call a guy a cunt, but not a woman.
No. All right.
But you can call a woman an asshole, which is my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
I love calling a woman an asshole. It's just so great to call a woman an asshole. Isn't it so funny? Because it's so unexpected.
True. And so necessary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I think that I don't, oddly enough, I don't partake of this show as much because I do have some standards in my life.
Meanwhile, I have to like catch up and bone up on my TI and Tiny and Monster Child major, whatever.
Exactly. My life, I'm full with that info.
Yeah.
But I have to say, this is the white people's love in hip hop.
Oh, really?
Kind of. Just as far as like stupidity.
Okay.
it's like loving hip hop with vocal fry.
It's like white and Tanner.
Yeah, yeah.
Lust and Tanner. Lust and Tanner.
Yeah, this show is a little bit ridiculous, but also wonderful.
It really is wonderful. So what are the major things that happened? So there was the gay scandal that didn't really turn into anything. There was Ariana. Horseface was kept on making Ariana feel bad with everything. She's like, they like made like toilet paper wedding dresses. Horseface was like, like she would never wear a wedding dress. Seriously. She's like, nice bustier. Seriously.
And they didn't need to tell us that girl smelled like gin. Oh, I mean, we know.
Yes,
that's like, a given.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, seriously, I just fucked. Seriously, let's make dresses.
Seriously, you're gonna put me in the same room as that one? I'm gonna make this dress out of a noose that's strangling someone who slept with my boyfriend. Gonna kill her as she walks down the aisle. Seriously, Ariana.
Seriously. And then poor Ariana. Eventually, finally, Ariana like started crying in the cab, which was I felt bad.
Ariana's
for her.
Like, that. If I'm just sitting over here and I go to the bathroom and I cry because he's so mean. And Tom's like, seriously, that's terrible, babe.
And then he tries
I can't
to
believe she's
out
doing
with
that
her.
To you. I'm and gonna he... tell her off. And he's and like, I love turns... you, Kristen.
He kind of like he starts trying to make out with her, and then he remembers he's supposed to console her. Did you kind of catch that? Because he kind of like sticks his tongue in her mouth, and then he's like, "Oh, I mean, I sorry, yeah, it okay,
babe, sorry. I thought you wanted a kiss, not cry. Sorry,
not
babe.
Sex time for sex time, no old time.
I'm just used to Kristen. When Kristen cries, it means she wants me inside of her.
She's like, seriously. seriously, I just, you know, I miss it. Shoulder swing,
eye roll.
I think that the real reason why Ariana's crying in the shower is because she's like, I can't believe my best friend is Sheena Marie. Stupid idiot. Like, it's my bachelorette party and I still have more crotches to kiss. Let's do it.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys serve steak that's shaped like a penis? It's on my list.
It's my bachelorette party. Hey, Sherry, did you make out a stripper at my bachelorette party?
Like, no, baby. I've got diabetes. My penis only gets hard twice a year, and usually you're around. She's like,
so nice.
She's like, let's go to the round table in Azusa after this.
He's like,
let's go get awesome blossom shame.
Well, after this, will you promise to take me to islands off of Azusa Boulevard? Thanks.
Shane, did you tip the cab driver, or did you put that money in the savings for the dessert bar?
Shane, can we get wings at the elephant bar? Thanks.
Do you guys have any jelly beans shaped like penises? I want them on my dessert bar.
Shane, I like that we're in the islands right now. Why don't we go to the Rainforest Cafe and we'll feel like we're in the jungle.
The Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, boy.
Every time I go there, I buy one of those little knit caps that's like a frog or something. And then I get home, I'm like, why? When am I going to wear this? Like, I'm not going to walk around West Hollywood with a fucking frog cap.
Excuse me, Mr. Manager of the Rainforest Cafe. Do you have any knit caps that are shaped like a penis, but sort of like a frog at the same time? Thanks, it's my bachelorette.
Do you have any knit caps that have a penis on my head?
So what does Sheena, Stoss, what's her purpose now? This is a show about servers in a restaurant. She doesn't work there anymore.
Stassi's purpose is to show how one person can write themselves off of a TV show.
Okay.
Here she is, she was like the star, and now she's so the sideline. She's like, I'm going to dress like an old lady, and I'm going to show up once an episode to be like, I am so over, sir. Like, I would never go back there ever, and I'm just gonna go there right now to tell everyone there how I never am coming back again.
Yeah. Like the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. We are never, ever, getting back together. Who does that?
The best thing was when she and Lisa, when Lisa was giving her advice, and she said, you don't want to have friends, you want to have followers. And I was kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, and Stassi's like, no. And then meanwhile, speaking of followers, Katie, who's like, you know, she could be like one of the people in Saw, like fighting for Jigsaw. And she's like, she calls up Stassi and she's like, hey, I just want to say, hey, just want to make sure everything was like cool. And Stassi's like, I can't talk right now. Bye.
But thanks for calling.
I was like, these bitches.
Lisa's like, darling, you don't have to hate everyone in the world all the time. And Lisa's just trying to tell her, look, if you still want to be on the show, you have to talk to somebody.
Yeah,
like, you can't just come here and talk to me about, like, you know, numbers. Like, you have to actually have a plot.
Yeah.
Calling your building, the maintenance guy at your apartment building does not plot make.
Yeah, exactly.
Francisco.
It's like
Francisco,
so hot.
It's really hot in here, and my tits are falling off. My makeup's melting off, Francisco. It's hot.
And then Christine is like,
hey, is that still the painting that you made? She's like, yeah. She's like, is it? It's so hot in here. She's like, I know, Francisco. I know, it's so hot.
She's that's like the whole, it's like 2 weeks in a row. I thought I was watching the wrong episode at first.
No.
Wait, I don't remember them hanging this.
I know. Stassi's, next week it's going to be like, Stassi be like, this week I'm going to go to Color Me Mine and I'm going to paint pottery.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like, look what I did with duct tape and a canvas from Michaels. Wait until you see what I do with a bear, some glue, and a cup of googly eyes.
I'm so over, sir.
I'm making a coffee cup for my dad for Father's Day.
I made a spider out of pipe cleaners.
I'm soundproofing my bathroom with egg crates so no one can hear me fart in there. I'm sick of walking to Starbucks.
I want you to know my favorite drink is called a macrame because it's also my favorite activity. And even if there is no drink called a macrame, I'm making it now. I'm macrameing a macrame. So Stassi's basically, to answer your question, Stassi's doing nothing.
Okay. Yeah,
Stassi's a waste of flesh.
So, then we
and like everybody else in the show who's such thrilling, enthralling lives.
Yeah, I mean, look at Jax. He's made it.
He has.
Look what
everything.
I've built.
These former abs, it's because of you.
This is the house that John built.
Yeah. And poor John. Poor John. He's like,
poor meth face, older now, John.
Yeah. Poor. He's still wearing the Abercrombie.
Poor, yeah. It's over, but you still go to Go-Go Boy conventions, John.
Poor John. Hey, you know what, though? Good for him. He got some of that Jax ass right in its prime, you know?
Yeah, he sure did. He got it before Jax became a bear. He still had Jax when he was a twink and didn't have, like, rot mouth. Rot or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, meth mouth.
Yeah. Fuck them while they're young, guys. Ew, wait, what?
And
I'm
you
going
notice,
back to the C word.
And did you notice, by the way, that, like, every chance he had, John had his hand, like, excessively on Jax's arms or thighs or whatever?
Yeah, he's like, I'm over you and I'm in you. I'm in you right now.
Got my prepositions mixed up. Isn't that so hot? I have a dangling participle. So anyway, the big thing, the big moment was that Tom decided that he was going to try to ask Horseface number one to stop being so mean to Ariana. So he takes her outside. He's like, hey, Kristen, can we talk for a second? And she's like, seriously? Seriously? And
sound of hope.
Yeah, sound of hope. And I don't even remember really what he was saying. He was just like, he's like, Kristen.
He immediately started crying. He's like, oh, Kristen.
He's like, I'm not trying to hurt you. Please understand, anything I do, I just want to move forward. I'll be cool with James. I'll be cool. I just want you to be nice. I just wanted you to be happy.
I thought we were going to spend the rest of our lives together, Kristen.
And she's, like, smiling. She's like, it's happening. It's all happening.
He's, like, holding his hands, and he's trying not to yank them away in disgust. He's like,
Kristen,
I just want us to be able to move forward. She's like, that's totally what I wanted. I'm going to get him back now, Seth.
She's like, he's like, I just want to, like, move forward. And she hears... Seriously? I love you too. Seriously? Ariana was a mistake. Seriously.
He said he wants to move.
Seriously? He wants to have my baby, which is crazy because I'm the woman. Seriously? So, what's hilarious about it is that, so he's just like emotional because Tom's always emotional and he's like crying and just like, please. He's kind of like pleading with her. Please just stop. Like, let's just move forward. It didn't work between us. It didn't. After she's like, well, you know, we had like 6 good years. He's like, no, they were not good. Like, we're not meant to be.
6 years in general, but it wasn't all good, Kristen.
Seriously? But in cat years, it was like 70 years. And that's like a lot of time. I think we're meant to be. Seriously? In horse
James
years?
Like, I don't understand why he's like that, because
when we're together, all she thinks about is me and sex and having sex with me and having wonderful sex. But, you know, then Tom's here and then that's all she can think about. But, you know, when he's not here, sex with me. Yeah, I'm hot.
Yeah, and I am very certain that she's thinking about me when we're having sex. Like, when she closes her eyes and says, Tom, I know that's just American slang for tomorrow, make me orgasm until it's tomorrow. So I get that.
Tomorrow's a song from a musical called Annie, and I like songs, and I'm a music producer, so I know that she likes me.
Yeah, I did this really sick remix to Tomorrow, and I know that every time she says Tom, it's just her, like, referencing my sick remix, because I'm, like, a really important DJ back in UK.
In UK.
So, but the thing that's so funny, actually, I actually felt a little bit bad for James, because, like, here she is going on national television being like, oh, so now I can win him back. I'm like, you have a boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
Like, how rude is that? This guy, this poor kid. Well, not really poor kid. He's an obnoxious jerk.
Yeah, he's
a
douche. He deserves what he gets. Because he's only with her for the fame anyway.
Yeah, but still, like, obnoxious to be plotting, like, to come get back with Tom when you're still with this other guy. But that's what makes this show amazing. It's like real life soap opera.
So will you guys drive me to Temecula?
Yeah. Why?
I want to buy something from there off Craigslist. What? I want to buy a Wacom tablet.
Huh?
What?
Okay. So let's move on now to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Seriously?
Guys. So, this was a very important episode.
Speaking of crying, oh God, them bitches were all crying.
I know. This was one of the most important episodes.
It's our annual, like, Richards / foster child going to college episode.
Yeah, the kids are going away to college, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I actually wrote notes. Wait, let me pull up my notes. I forgot that I did this. This is very exciting.
Well, can we start with, which I actually think is, speaking, if NeNe is the beast to be taken down on the East Coast, Brandy, oh my gosh, like, unwatchable. She is completely...
NeNe was at least a queen at one time.
I mean, Brandy is
let me tell you, that scene where Brandy and her sycophantic gaze and Kim Richards watched the Leanne and Eddie show was so
pathetic.
It was pathetic. It was awful. It was immature. It was just.
And let's just be real. That's what you're going to do. I mean, we would all do the same thing. But to make that your story for the week, I was like, that's not a good look, girl.
But if you're also, going to, like, make fun of what you see on TV, like, be funny. When, like, Brandy's become is like, who wants to watch someone brush their teeth? I'm like, well, who wants to see every time you've got your vagina waxed or any time you've, like, you know, picked up poop from your dog? It's like, I don't want to see that either. And I've seen a whole lot of that from you, Brandy.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's like, I can't believe he's making a whole show about our divorce. I'm like, hello? That's all you've talked about on this show?
Exactly. She made her whole career around
it. She's like, I'm a character on their show because they say my name so many times. Well, how many times do you think we've heard about Eddie on this show? Like, he's more famous because of you. Do you realize that?
Yeah, and you're only famous because of your divorce from Eddie, so shut up. At least he had a job before that.
Well, she's more famous because Leanne.
Yeah.
Really? I mean...
Exactly. And then she tries to take some weird, like, sanctimonious thing where she's like, did he just, like, mention the kids? Like, is he using the kids in this show to get at me? I'm like, no, don't even try to get high and mighty. Don't get, like, emotional. Don't be a protective mama. You're just catty, and so are your gays. I mean, when they're like, that is not a cute shot of her nose. I'm like, I don't think anyone assembled on that couch has any right to talk about nose.
Yeah, let's not,
or any other features.
Yeah. Cast of a Lego movie.
And wait, I have one observation also. So Jennifer Jimenez is known for being on those sober programs.
Yeah,
like she's and she's like this. She runs the houses and stuff. But like, isn't her friendship with Brandy kind of like a conflict of interest? I'm being completely serious because it seems to me like Brandy has some kind of alcohol thing issue.
I
always think that's weird that those two are so tight. I don't know.
Anyone who is friends with Brandy has a conflict of interest. Like, you could be, like, you could be a doctor, and it's like, oh, you're friends with Brandy? Oh, no, sorry. That's a conflict of interest.
Oh, a chiropractor. Oh, got it, yeah.
Well, yeah, you could be a shoe salesman.
It's like a vet being, you know, it's like a vet going and adopting a three-legged dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know, It's important to realize that some things will never be fixed, and we just have to keep the fight going.
Yeah.
It's sort yeah, she's like her Faye Resnick. Like, I love Kyle so much. Like, I actually really like the Richards sisters, but then Faye Resnick shows up and you're like, oh.
Okay, this is reason to, you know, this is reason enough to hate Kyle, even if you like her on the show. She's friends with Faye, and she's friends with the Kardashian mom. Those are like her two best friends.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's gotta say
she basically is friends with anyone associated with the OJ trial. That's what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Yeah, she's like, here's my good friend Judge Lancito.
She's still classier than Brandy.
Yeah, she is. Oh, for sure. I hate that Kim hangs out with Brandy now. I'm like, what happened to your feud? Like, don't you have any standards, Kim? No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Instead, she'd rather sit on a bed with a bunch of, you know, gays who just want to get in with Brandy and say things like, why does he have to comment on it? Why? Like, why does he have to say that on the show? Like, that's so awful.
As a Brandy. Yeah, do you see that part where they went outside? Who goes outside? That's gross. They're disgusting. And then Brandy's like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're showing, you know, they're turning my kids against me on TV and using my kids as a story. I'm like, shut up, Brandy.
Yeah.
Oh, doing the whole thing. She's like, I just wish that we could all get along. I'm like, really? Because your entire storyline, your first scene was meeting your lawyer, your rental lawyer from LegalZoom or whatever.
Yeah.
At the coffee bean to talk about what a deadbeat loser, broke ass your husband is. And then your next scene is to bash his show. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. Let's make up our minds here.
Yeah, Rich. I'm not sure that's the fast track to everyone sitting around the table joking about those funny rough times they had.
Yeah, but that's how Brandy is.
But meanwhile,
she's like, we were like family. We should be able to do that.
Yeah, she would be that type. She's like, whatever. I'm like impulsive. You know, I say things because I'm impulsive and I can't help it. But then, like, you know, I apologize. Like, no, you cannot hide behind that excuse, Brandy. That is not acceptable behavior. Children are impulsive, too. And they get in trouble for it. So you do, too.
Yeah, and you still beat them when they shit themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always. beat the rest of that shit out of them so that way they're clean. Got clean anuses. So the other... it's funny that you mentioned that because this episode was basically... a like mothers and children episode. I mean, that's what the whole thing was, right?
Oh yeah. My God. Yolanda made her daughter write some apology letter to read on the air. That was so sad. She's so like, good. Dear mother, I am so sorry because you are the best mother I ever saw in my life. And then I did this horrible thing to you and David. I'm so sorry. Please note it has nothing to do with how you raised me at all because of Satan in my body who is now gone from me. But I love you so much. It's like, stop, Yolanda. Just
I know.
Yolanda's like, sometimes you have to be a good mother and tell your children that even though they are drunk driving, you know, you still love them, and you know, here's a $500,000 apartment in the middle of the city to make you feel better.
I love that Yolanda, like, when they're moving her into an apartment, which, by the way, why not like have her why doesn't she share it with Belle, with Gigi, you know, like two separate apartments in the city that
Gigi
these girls
probably
get.
Lives with a man.
With a man.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, she probably lives with some, like, 50-year-old guy or something.
Well, look at how Yolanda's made her living. Exactly. She wants those girls to have their own dens to, like, trap their old men in.
Well, the best was as they're, like, figuring out this apartment, Yolanda's saying to us, like, you know, it's so hard to find an apartment in the city. You know, with Gigi, it was very easy. But this one, we keep on losing them. And it's, like, it's just very hard to find an apartment for a college student. I'm like, yeah, it's called a dorm. It's not hard at all. It's like there are vacancies, unless you go to University of Arizona, in which case you're on a wait list.
Yeah, it's really super hard, apparently, to get into a dorm, which, you know, that's not true. Kyle's not putting her daughter in a dorm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Oh, and then Kyle's story was just painful to watch. It's like slowly watch my husband become obese. Yes. While my boring children say nothing and Portia picks ice out of a glass. Like, seriously, that was the whole thing. And then she's trying to pretend like she's just some normal mom. And the kids are like, Mom, can we eat out of the mini fridge at the hotel room? She's like, yeah, kids, that's what it's for. I'm like, no, it's not. That's like a $5 Snickers. What mother does that?
Yeah.
Eat out of the mini
fridge.
Well,
this is also when we learned that Kyle's true aim in life was to be an attorney.
Oh, I love that. I was having like these visions of like Kyle Richards, attorney at law, and then hearing the LA Law theme song and like seeing her like strutting into a courtroom and be like, I object.
You know, like, objection, he hurt my feelings 3 years ago at a sandwich party.
Will
you? You know, I don't appreciate that. And she accused me of saying that she was insecure. And then she gave me a really rude book. So whatever, she should go to jail.
And the whole time she has that, like, on top of her head, Madonna ponytail. And she's, like, swishing it around.
It's like those Julia Weed, not those, remember those?
And a micro mini.
Remember those commercials for Herbal Essences where it was like the woman, the female lawyer would walk in and she just had her hair with like, did her hair with Herbal Essences and she's like, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And the judge like bang on the gavel, like, order in the court. And then she's like, ah, Herbal Essences.
She's like, I need an extension. Do the splits on the table.
Mm-hmm. I'm just imagining Kyle Richards calling Camille up onto the stand and be like, you know what you said, Camille. Case closed.
Porsche's her what is it when you call in like a special witness for the prosecution? Porsche. I'd like to call Porsche to the stand. Yeah.
Porsche, what do you think about Camille Grammer?
I like, don't care. She didn't give me
your hand
present.
On this Bible and promise to never leave me.
I now call to the stand, Kim Richards. Kim's like, oh, God. She rides in on a horse.
Hey. Oh, and wait, really quickly but I just wanted to jump to this before we finish. But did you guys notice when Lisa was? She has a very weird relationship with her son,
Max.
To me,
in what way?
She mentioned like maybe he's not succeeded because he's he's adopted. She fucking said that.
I didn't know. I missed that line.
Did you hear? Did you notice that kind of, Ronnie?
I'm about to faint, first of all. Like, I'm coughing and I'm getting these head rushes while I'm coughing. So if I die, it's because I'm dead. So please call somebody. Yes, Lisa, I think it's so funny how she deals with her son because she adopted this kid and then the whole time it's like, he's adopted. You know, he's not from us, darling. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's because he's I don't know if he's not like me and Ken and Andy because he's adopted or not, but it doesn't matter because the only way a mother's only as happy as her saddest child.
I heard that. That was like, oh, okay.
That is a made-for-TV movie.
But, I was dying. And then they show a clip of her going, oh, Max's first words were, I can't. I'm like, oh, my God. Poor maybe Max. That's not a story you should say in front of him and in front of other people.
To play devil's advocate, is it possible that what she meant was that, like, you know, like being adopted, even though we treat them as our own, there's still a certain amount of like baggage that you carry, you know, like when you were adopted.
I took it as her saying,
he's not one of us.
Yeah, like his genetics are different. So is it genetic that he's lazy or is it because of we're bad parents? Like, and I get what she's saying because, of course, that's a natural thought. Because if all the people in the family are one way and the adopted kid's different, you're like, well, it must be his genes. Like, it's not really that abnormal a thing to think, but to say out loud as a mother is hilarious because the way she's always talked about Max is that he is this troubled kid. You know, he was like brooding as a child and couldn't really do much. And then as an adult, he just seems like kind of a pothead, whatever. Yeah. I mean, he went to rock school and like couldn't stay in rock school or whatever. And apparently he's really nice.
Yeah.
Like he seems like a really sweet kid.
Nice. But, yeah.
You know, to be like Lisa and Ken and then just have kind of a normal kid who just wants to relax. And she's like, I don't understand why you're not concentrating more on life. I'm like, look, his parents are going to be dead any second, and you guys are worth like $80 billion. Like, exactly. My goal in life would be to like pour a tiny bit of dish soap into your tea at a time and just like build up enough that you guys die so I can like live with that and live with all your money. Except, you know, Pandora's getting it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she works so hard.
Yeah,
she told people how much ice to put in those glasses. It's not easy. It was a long day for Pandy.
She folded three napkins. Let's see. So there was that.
Also, Lisa's. This is like another rich parent who's like, "Look, I'm showing my son how to be real. Like, he has to pay his own electricity bill when it gets shut off, and he has to be a busboy." Which, granted, is way more than any other parent there does. But then to make him successful, she's like, he had to be a dishwasher, then a busboy, then a waiter, then a bartender, then the owner, and then he'll own our empire. It's like, whoa, 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 back down.
There is no way he's... Well, to be fair, also, like, their empire, they get money from somewhere, but to be, like, to take over Sir and Pump is really not that special. Yeah. It's not like you're saying, oh, you're taking over, like, Le Bernardin, or you're taking over Spago. It's like you're basically taking over a restaurant that should be attached to a Holiday Inn, but for some reason there's no Holiday Inn there.
Yes, the Cafe 101 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... That's
where there's no waiters, and you're like, wait, I've been here for 3 hours and no one's ever waited on me.
I'm like,
and then they just like drop a check anyway. Yeah, that's, I mean, totally, like, the restaurant Maxwell runs.
Has she seen her own show? Has she seen how out of control her waiters and waitresses are? Like, this is not an empire.
Oh my god, I still love her. She makes me laugh every time. But yeah, I could totally see the fights. Like, imagine him sitting at home watching TV with his like senior citizen girlfriend watching the show, and his mom's like, is it because he's genetically different? Or is he just lazy? Well, who cares? It doesn't matter. Let's make him happy.
Because he can't. He can't.
Awkward. Also, it was awkward seeing Lisa's old face. She's going to be like the Vicky Gumbelson, where when they show clips of every different season, it's going to be just like a slightly different face.
I know. It'll be like... It'll be like that part of the black and white video from Michael Jackson when everyone's faces morph into each other.
It'll oh, be, God.
Yeah.
Like Cree Summer and Tyra Banks.
And speaking of crazy faces, Lisa Rinna in this episode was Valerie Cherish.
Yes.
That's what I said in my recap. Oh, my God. Great minds. Honey. She literally did the prayer bow.
Yes.
Where she, like, pray bows to the cast. And she has, like, some bit part in some terrible movie that her friend wrote, and she's acting... Yeah. Oh,
her friend, Penn Jillette.
Yeah, Penn Jillette.
And she's like, me. Here's the lady from Claire's Boutique. She's going to sell some cheap chain.
Yeah.
But you know something? In some weird way, like, I actually think she's smart. Like,
yes.
I kind of... I mean, because if she's friends with Penn Jillette, like... I feel like her and Harry are a little bit like tongue in cheek. Like the red, when she was doing her exercises in the car,
yeah.
She had to kind of be like, oh, this is, I'm going to like play the cookie.
I think so too. I think she's sort of like found her lane in the past 10 years of sort of like C list gigs, and she just does them one after the other. And, you know, they pay money. I mean, she does a Depends commercial. She did Celebrity Apprentice. She did Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars
got really paid millions for that. Depends.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars was like the turning point, because before then she was like still doing like the soapy things. And Dancing with the Stars came around and she got a lot of goodwill and success.
Like, I wish she just stuck with soap operas. She was not on Days of Our Lives for that long. Like, she quit really early. And I think she was probably a diva or something back then.
I'm sure she could go back. She should go back. Brandy would love that.
Wait, so did she actually have the party, or is that like in another episode? Or just,
I think it's coming up.
Ugh, did they actually go?
It looks like that next week shit's going down. This was like a calm before the storm, because next week Brandy like pushes Kyle down a staircase.
Oh,
I don't think that was Kyle.
Amazing. Yeah, it was.
That was Kyle.
It was. Kim, I rewinded to see who it was, and that looked like a skinny person.
No.
No. I mean, like a really skinny person. Like,
I saw the
like an unnaturally thin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Phaedra has entered the building.
What? I didn't say the C word. I didn't say a skinny C word.
No, because Kim was like storming out because Kim was acting weird and clearly hopped up on something. And Brandy was going out after her, probably to protect her. And Kyle was going to attack. And Lisa Rinna is like shocked. She sort of stands and looks in the corner.
Lisa Rinna, who's starting it, basically, all this stuff about Brandy's alcoholism, which I'm loving. She has started this she's doing another soap opera plot where she starts shit from the beginning and plants little seeds that she can bring up later. Now, granted, she was doing that all in her like testimonial things, but she's very smart. She's like,
yeah, I think
leading us to the point where they're going to have an intervention with Brandy or something. And I just love it. And well, I love these soap opera bitches on this show.
Well, you can see that Lisa and Kim have like a little bit of friction when Kim's like, you don't know.
Oh, what I've been through,
you know? So
she's like, don't tell me you feel for me, bitch, or whatever. You don't know what I go through every night alone in bed. It's like, I have a feeling I do.
She's like, my dog eats a little piece of me every night.
And
I got thigh gap because Kingsley ate.
Is that really cute boy that took one of them, Yolanda's daughters?
Oh, yeah.
To the prom. Is that Eileen's stepson?
Yeah.
Because really one cute. Is gorgeous.
Yeah. It's really cute.
They're all pretty cute.
They're all kind of cute, but one's like kind of exotic looking. Does not look like her or Vince.
Yeah, the dark haired one, right?
Well, yeah,
That's not the one who hooked up with Brandy.
What? Hooked up with Brandy?
Not Brandy. God, I'm so sorry.
Gigi.
Gigi. I'm sorry. I like skinny slags.
He kind of looks like Gigi.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, bank Gigi. That was a weird scene, like just all around Eileen's sons.
Yeah, and her husband's like in this like tank top looking little 909-ish.
Yeah, it's like a frat house. Yeah.
That was cute and everything, but I don't want to watch that.
And I don't.
I like Eileen, even though most of her scenes, I'm like, why am I watching this? But I really like her still.
Yeah, of course. No, she's great.
But she doesn't do anything.
That's okay. She did get wine thrown on her, and then she started the quiet stealth campaign against Brandy's. It's great.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that'll pay off.
I think so.
So next week. Let's try and find the first two episodes of Real Housewives of Cheshire so we can talk about them next week.
I can only commit to watching one episode, but I'll
Well, there's been one. That was this week. Okay. And then there's another one this coming week.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the second episode. How about that?
All right. Sounds good, Ben. But you're going to miss all the intros, Ben. That's the best part.
Well, I mean, I'll watch the film. Oh, Jesus, Ronnie.
Oh, Ben, you're going to have to fap a little less this week, all right?
Fine.
Just kidding. I'm being all controlling. I don't care. I just want to watch it because I need something funny in my life.
All right.
These bitches are boring me.
All right.
Watch Empire.
Oh, I love Empire.
Was that good?
Let's talk about that in the bonus episode. How about that?
I haven't watched it.
Well, we can talk about it in a non-spoiler way. We'll talk about it and make you excited to see it tonight.
Oh, Empire. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Angie, what a delight. Thank you so much for coming on. You'll have to come back again because you were so fun.
Yeah, Angie, thanks, lady.
Thank you for representing all black Southern women. That was very helpful.
I'm a dude.
And half-breeds.
Aw.
Sweet hugs.
You really got everyone.
Mimi made it okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Everyone, by the way, please listen to Angie's podcast. It really is good.
It is good. And we don't cook for anybody on our podcast. Like, we don't give our guests shit. Angie cooks for you.
Yeah, so go back. Listen to all the episodes. Get hooked. Just add it to your list.
Thank you.
And you can tweet at Angie at All The Way Pod. And on SoundCloud, it's the podcast is called All The Way. And then Ronnie, of course, TrashTalkTV.com. And everyone, I have another podcast, The Banter Blender. You can listen to that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Like us on Facebook if you haven't. Follow us by going to WatchWhatCrappens.com. Support us on Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. And if you are supporting us, then tune in for the bonus episode. We'll speak to you all next week. Thanks very much, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.